Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters and Joel Pizreel of Tennessee Ministries Bible Study Class. Tonight, we have a special presentation. That is to say, yesterday we was trying to bring this precept. That is to say, the Jubilee is the power of the prophetic calendar. And we was having, like, serious satellite issues. Internet issues, connection issues, broadcast issues, whatever you want to call it. It was that, and we was bugging. You know what I mean? So we just canceled for today. God willing, we all here, and that we can take part in this precept, right? So, once again, we are dealing with the Jubilee power of the prophetic calendar. Amen. So let's get right on into this. Let's get started. We're going to get prayed in, and then we'll get into this precept. So, brothers and sisters, if it's all probability, if you can stand and face the rules, brothers, if you can uncover your heads, sisters, if you can cover your heads, that's what we're supposed to find. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Put the light and blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see and ears to hear and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on those that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit on them as well. And give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and your forever. Amen. Well, like I said, welcome to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters. And today, brothers and sisters, we are going to need a calculator. Oh, yeah. Today, we are going to do some edumocation. We're going to be dealing with the word. We're going to be dealing with math, stuff like that, those things, you know. We're going to be dealing with how to count the Jubilee. This is that we're going to be dealing with how to actually physically count the Jubilee, right? So we're going to need that. We're going to need those things in us to be Amen. So let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23. Because remember now, just the other day, we dealt with the Pentecost being the power of the Jubilee. We found out that the Pentecost pointed toward the first resurrection. And then we found out that the Jubilee not only confirmed the first resurrection, but actually written the time that this thing would take place at the exact same time. The Pentecost and the Jubilee are going to meet. That's when the law is going to meet each other. They're going to kiss each other. And they're going to rejoice before each other because they're going to bring many children to life. They're going to bring in the first resurrection. So let's get into that. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my people. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath for rest, and holy convocation ye shall be over therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord and all your dwellers. Now this is the thing, the first thing he gave us was the Sabbath day. What do you mean? Sabbath day is a day of rest once a week. Every week we get this day of rest, which is on the Saturday. It's called, and the world changes the Sunday. You know, that it is what it is. We can't do that. I mean, we can't deny that, you know, that the whole world has been deceived that the Sabbath day is now Sunday. Well, and that God is so-called with that. You know, that's another thing. But no, the Sabbath day is still a Sabbath. And it's on the 7th day of work. That's why I said 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath for rest and holy convocation. Because you know work there is Sabbath of the Lord and all your brothers. That means that hey, wherever you are on the Sabbath day, be easy. You know, be peaceful, be chill, man. Good wishes. Get some, you know, fix some food. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody have a good time around food. Fix up food and sit down and enjoy each other's company. You know, this is a little further. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even the holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their season. So this is that thing talking about. You got to proclaim them in their season. That's why the Sabbath day can't be every day. You got some of us say, well, the Sabbath day is every day to me. Well, that's true. It's every day to you. But according to the law, God of Israel just told us, or the true and living God, we should say, these are my feasts, first of all. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their season. So if you're not proclaiming these things, you're not about the God of Israel. These things we show, the conversation is new. It's almost as though we're going circles. We're not. Let me skip down to verse. Well, I'm going to start at 9, because we're going to kick in the wave offering. The wave offering kicks in the Pentecost, and the Pentecost kicks in the Jubilee. We're going to speedball this, right? Watch this, but we're going to have to do it. Okay. And the Lord, the 23 and 9, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you be coming to the land which I give unto you, you shall reap the harvest, and you shall bring the sheaves off, the sheaf of the first fruit of the harvest onto the priest. Well, the first fruits is the, this is Jesus. Verse 10 is Jesus. Hold that thought for a minute. And we're going to go right here. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And 1 Corinthians 15. And right here it says, 1 Corinthians 15:23. But every man is in his own order. Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. So the first fruit is the first resurrection. They're the first fruits. Amen. Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. So now you got the first fruits. Amen. Then we're going to get into Thessalonians chapter 4. And it says this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. It says this, but I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, and ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not forbid them which are asleep. For the Lord shall descend from heaven with the shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. They're going to other persons. They're going to first resurrection. They're going to what we call here, this 16 is what we know as the Pentecost. Amen. So let's get into that. Let's back up into, let's go back to that Leviticus again, Leviticus chapter 23. So what we did was, is that we picked up the first fruits. All right, we got Christ being the first fruit, and now we got the first resurrection taking place. So let's get back to that 23 and verse 11. It said, you shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath shall the priest wave it. Now, this is that thing. This is the wave offering. This took place here. Amen. This is John chapter 20 and 1. And it says this. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene, her, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taketh away from the sepulchre. So you see here, this is the first day of the week, during the week of unleavened bread, after Christ was sacrificed. Well, this is the first week. This is the wave offering right here. This is what we just got through reading. This is what's going on. Now, remember now, he said he had to be waved and accepted, right? Right. So let's look at that. All right. And he says this, verse 15. This is St. John 20 and 15. He said, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Woman, whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, if thou has borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Go to my children and say to them, I ascend unto my Father, into your Father, into my God, and your God. So this is him being accepted of the wave offering. He's going to be, that's why he said he had to be waved before the priest. Well, he, remember now, the God of Israel is a priest. The Father is a priest. The Son is a priest. The priesthood is all about this, the Melchizedek priesthood. So when he said that in the law, he was talking about him being waved before God and being returned to his former status. That is a Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God. There he is, right? So right, this is here taking place on the first day of the week. And so I'm going to continue this at verse 18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. And then, 2019, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, saith unto them, peace be unto you. So you see this, this is still a wave off. He went, he was accepted, and now he's back. He's back. Amen. Amen. So let's look at this. Let's go back to Leviticus, right? Go back to Leviticus chapter 23. And let's pick it up at verse 50. And he said, and you shall count on the morrow after the Sabbath from the first day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering seventh Sabbath. Now, this brings in a Pentecost. This is what we call the Pentecost only means 50. Penta means 50. Pentecost means 50, which is a Latin word for 50. I'm definitely repeating myself, but that is what it is. Why? Because he said, number ye seven Sabbath. Well, seven times seven is 49. And then he said, you shall offer, and he said, you shall number, you shall count from you tomorrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you weighed the sheaf offer, seven Sabbath shall be complete. And even tomorrow after the Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a newly offering unto the Lord your God. Now, the Lord just brought an even number out of an uneven number, and he's going to give you a whole from a half. This how you know these are scriptures. We haven't gotten to the math part. Like I said, you're going to need to calculate it. But this is that thing. He's going to bring a half to a whole. And this is what's going to determine the feast days for us. And now we back. Now we enter the Pentecost, right? And he said, 2016, even unto tomorrow, after the Sabbath, seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves of 2 tenth ears. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. See, this here first fruits is us. I can say, so those of us that God was seen to be, that's coming up in the first resurrection, that believe in the first resurrection, that study the first resurrection, see the saints of the first resurrection. Here it is. So he said, they are the first fruit with the of the Lord. But wait a minute, it got leavening in it. Why the first fruit got leavening? Wait a minute, what is leavening to God? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And it says this. Notice how he, all this is coinciding with the Passover. He said, your glorying is not good. Know ye not to the little leaven, leavening. Purge out therefore the old leavening, that ye may be a new lump, for as ye are unleavened, or even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. He's telling us, know you not that a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. So we just found out that leavening is not good. He said, your glorying is not good. So leavening is not good. Watch this. He said, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, even as Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, it's the wave offering, right? And he's the first fruit. They say, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice, wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So we just found out that leavening is sin. So why do you bake the first fruits with leavening? Because the law is that there's none that doeth good and sinners. That's the law. That's why I got to have leavening. I mean, not wickedness, you know, but levity. Amen. Let's go back into Leviticus. So, I mean, you know, it's, all of us sin. There's none to do with good and sin if not. So all of us sin, and all of us sin fall short of the glory of God. You know, he tell you a righteous man falls seven times. You know, so that's those things. So we got to be conscious of that. But God of Israel is showing us that having leaven in us is not, is it like not normal, because we was conceived in sin, or we was conceived, that's why I said it had to be baking with leaven. Jesus wasn't conceived in sin, believe it or not. He was born in it, but he was conceived. Amen. It says, you should bring out of your habitation two ways loaves of 2 tenth ear. They should be baking with fine flour. They should be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer the bread 7 lamps. You shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year. Of young bullock with Jesus, 2 rams, and they shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offerings and their drink offering, even the offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Why? Because when you, the first fruits or the righteous, every time you perform righteousness, that's a burnt offering. You denying your flesh. That's a burnt offering. Every time you do it, you denying your flesh. You know, and then it says this, for a sweet offering, a drink offering, an offering made by fire, you burning in your flesh for sin, and you deny it. That's what he said. A sweet savior. Why? Because you overcame it. He knew what you was going through. Your flesh was on fire, and you overcame it. That's a burnt offering. And when you perform righteousness, it becomes a sweet savior. Right? Amen. And it says this, and it's a free will offering too, because you don't have to do it. You can sin if you want to, because you have free will, right? You don't have to perform it, but when you do, you're actually denying your flesh, and you are sending up sweet saviors unto the Lord, right? Amen. Let's look at this a little further. And then you shall sacrifice the kid of the goat, offering two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. Look at that. He says sin offering for sin offering. Read this 19 again. Then shall you sacrifice one kid of the goat for a sin offering, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall weigh them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering before the Lord with the lamb, and they shall be holy unto the Lord the priest. So this is that. So we see the Pentecost is about the first fruits and the priests. Well, wait a minute. The first fruits become what? Well, let's look at that. Let's go on to Revelation chapter 1 and 6. It says this. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and, well, actually, this is Revelation 1 and 5. It said, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, verse 6, has made us unto our God, kings and priests, made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's why he said he should present them before the priest, and the priest is going to weigh them. That is to say, he was going to bring them up to the Father to be accepted. You see, this is that thing. You see, he's going to bring them to the Father to be accepted right here. Then we go here. Let's go back up. No, let's go into Revelation 5 and verse 9, and it says this. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, but I was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, who shall reign on the earth. There it is. We're going to reign on the earth with God as kings and priests. So I know a lot of us think we're going to have to do things like that. And that's what, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and that's what we've been taught. You know, from there, that's that thing. But God is constantly reminding us that the scriptures came from me. And yes, we want to be on the earth with God. Amen. So this is that thing. This is for the first fruits. Why? What are the first fruits set here? Let's go into Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6. Revelation 20 and 6, and it says this. Now, actually, pick it up at 5. Blessed and holy, he said, but the rest of the dead live not again. No, let me pick it up a little higher. 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark on their forehead or in their hands, lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So this is that thing. And he said, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection or first fruits. See? And he said they had not received the marks upon their forehead, because they could have. But because they didn't, that was a burnt offering. That was an offering made by fire, because it was a lot going on, even a life, you know. That's why it's called an offering made by fire. Amen. So this is that day. So this is what that Pentecost is. It means that you're gonna offer your first fruit is behavior, man. Your first fruits is righteousness, denying your flesh to do what's good and not having to repent. You know, if you repent, that's not your first, that's not a first fruit. That's a sin offering. And you don't want to be giving up sin offerings. You know, and that's the thing. And we too comfortable with sin offerings. You know, you shouldn't have to repent. You shouldn't even be having to repent over and over. You know, because if you are, then you got to ask your God, then I need to be baptized over and over. You know, at some point you got to be obedient. You know, so this is that thing, right?
Right.
Amen. So blessed holy is he that heart in the first resurrection, first fruits. Blessed holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So now we see that the Pentecost is pointing toward the first resurrection or the first fruits. So we got the wave offering in conjunction with the Pentecost. All right. So the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost, which is the power of the first resurrection. So without Jesus being accepted, there's no first resurrection. So how is it we're not keeping this feast? Seeing that it kicks off our very essence or everything that we believe, everything we're hoping for. And we're going to sit up there and act like it don't exist and it's not in the law. That's the really disheartening part about it. We want to pretend it's not even in the law. But anyway. Let's go back to Leviticus, right? Because remember now, the Pentecost is the power of the Jubilee, right? So we're getting, now we just kicked off, actually we said the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost. We just read that, right? And now the Pentecost is the power of the Jubilee. Now let's go back to Leviticus and let's read that. So Leviticus chapter 23, and where did we leave off at? We left off at 16? Yeah. We left off at 6. Let's read at 15. You should count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the chief of the wave offering 7 Sabbaths. Even on the morrow after the 7 Sabbaths shall ye number 50 days, and you shall offer a new offering unto the Lord. Now I want y'all to remember this thing, 50 days, right? Because that's gonna be a huge number. Shortly. That's why I said you're going to need your calculator for this. Amen? So those of us that's students of the Word of God, I know you got some calculators all powered up and ready to go. 23:16. And it said, even on to tomorrow after the Sabbath, after the seventh Sabbath, shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves or 2 tenth deals, and they shall be a fine flour, and they shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. You shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year. Wow, that was huge to me just now. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation to stay on the path. And 1 young bullock, 2 rams, they shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord. With their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goat for a sin offering, 2 lambs of the first year, 2 lambs of the first year. Oh, yeah. So you shall wave them. Yeah, 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. Remember now, Jesus is the King of Peace. It says, and the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits, with leavening, right? For a wave offering, they got to be waved too, just like the first fruit was waved, which is Jesus Christ. For offering before the Lord with 2 lambs, and they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. That's what we just got to read in Revelation. Blessing holy is they that have part in the first resurrection. That's what we just got to read it. And this way, be holy. And it shall be a statute throughout your generation. It shall, this shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generation. So this is that. You see, it's a statute forever. So just like we keep the Pentecost, we're supposed to be keeping the wave off as well. Right? Okay. So now let's go into Leviticus chapter 25. And 1, right? And he's going to give us the same conversation. But this conversation is going to take a turn. It's going to take a different turn. Amen. Leviticus 25 and 1. This is when the law, this is when both laws kiss each other. Watch this. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto you. 6 years shall thy field, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyards and gather the, in the fruit. But the seventh year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath the Lord thou shalt neither eat, neither sow nor sow thy field, prune thy vineyard, that which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grape of divine untress, for it is the year of rest unto the land. So we got this right here. We got the year of rest unto the land. So now the Lord is telling us that this land is supposed to take a whole year of rest. You know what that means? You ain't supposed to work for a year. You get a year off. Yeah, I mean, we want to say that the Sabbath is no more. I beg to differ, because if it was all probably, I would never give this up. Ever. I would never give this day up. Why? Because you got a you got a whole year coming. Just, if you work, since you're not, watch this. Remember now, you get every week off, right? You get a weekend off every week. It's hands down. It ain't like you got to work. You know, man, this is my long weekend. No, it ain't none of that. None of those things. You get, that's the law. You get the seventh day off, and if you want to take 2 days, that's on you. But automatically get the Sabbath off. Then you get the feast days off, right? In the feast days, you get those off. Some of the feast days is, you know, you have 2 or 3 Sabbaths within a feast. You know, so you're having a lot going on. You know, and then you have a lot of days off. I mean, God of Israel ain't trying to run no slaves around here. This, in fact, the land was before. What king is going to give his subjects a whole year off? Ask Biden to tell everybody, stay home for a whole year. It's the Sabbath. Everybody. You know, that's going to happen. Anyway, that's the law. That's what we, you know, we traded that, you know, for idolatry and wickedness. You know, we traded those things. They didn't have a problem with it, you know. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go. It says, and that which groweth of his own accord of the harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grape of the vine undressed. The Sabbath and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you and for thee, for thy servant. So nobody's working. If you got a company, it's taking a year off, man. Business, everybody's off. Everybody's off work. You see, this is that day, right? So everybody's off work for a whole year. Corporate America can't comprehend it. But the spiritual Israel, oh, we can't wait for this. This is coming. This is so coming. And that is in verse 6. In the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, in thee, and thy servant, and thy maid, for thy hired servant, for the stranger that sojourn with thee. So it ain't going to be nobody working. It could be out, nobody somebody out there working on your driveway and stuff like that, it's going to be a year of rest. You for the strangers. They said for the cattle, for the beasts of the land, the increase of the meat. So all of your beasts of the field is going to get a year off, so they're going to get a day of rest. So the animals is in the new port. You got to like that, man, because your beasts ain't working hard. So if you happen to want you a steak, just know that your steak was in the best place it could possibly be. It was completely at peace. You know, you wouldn't eat a steak that was horrified, you know, things like that. This is that. So anyway, verse 8, and it says this, you shall number seven Sabbath for years. Now notice that it went from a six-year deal in the seventh Sabbath, right? And then it just went to this. It just went seven Sabbath for years. Now watch this. And thou shalt number seven Sabbath for years unto thee, seven times 7 years. And the space of seven Sabbaths of years and their of years shall be unto thee 49 years. So here we go. He said 49 years. Then shall thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month. In the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. So now the Jubilee just kicked in. You see how the Pentecost just kissed the Jubilee? You see how the Pentecost ignited the Jubilee? You see how the Pentecost even touched on the Atonement? You see how all the Sabbath days just reaching out and just grabbing a hold of each other and rejoicing before the living? See that? Because the Pentecost is the beginning of all living, man. I mean, the first resurrection. Come on, man. Look at the laws. Look how they reaching out to each other. Look how they just conversating. Look how they bring it coming in. We still dealing with the Pentecost, right? So it's, I mean, now we in the Jubilee, which happened to be kicked off by the Atonement, right? We're not dealing with the Atonement. We are dealing with the Jubilee. We dealt with the Atonement the other day. If you want to hear that, please tell. Pentecost, the power of the Jubilee. You really need to go listen to that. Right now, we're doing the Jubilee is the power of the prophetic calendar. How do we get to that? Remember, your calculators are sitting there percolating. You better be. It says this, verse 9, then shall thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and the Day of Atonement you shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Why? Because the Lord is not only going to bring liberty to the first resurrection, but he's going to reward the righteous by rooting out the wicked in the earth. And then the earth is going to be given to the meek, so the wicked is going to be rooted out. So the inhabitants are going to go back home. America is going to get emptied out. The natives are going to get their land back. The aborigines are going to get Australia back. Saxons are going back home. The Irish is going back home. Asians are going back home. Everybody got land. So you're going to go back to it. And there's going to be plenty of land left because remember now, the Lord said on the Day of Atonement, the slain of the Lord is going to be many. So it's going to be a whole lot of land left because it's going to be a whole lot of people that ain't going to have no land because it's going to be dead. Not being facetious, but it's going to be very true. The earth is going to repopulate itself. You know, so all these things we see now, the cars and all this type of stuff, most of these things is going to be growed over in 50 years. You're not even going to be able to see it. It's going to be trees on top of it and all that old type of good stuff, right? Or God might just take all them things, have a tow truck, have us come and get some tow things and throw them in a furnace and melt all that stuff down and build other things with it. You know, renewable energy. God knows, you know, but this world as we know it would not be the same. It is completely over. So you're going to return every man to his own possession, right? Jubilee said, you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout your name, so throughout the land. So here it is. He said, you're going to hallow it. So the Jubilee is a holy gathering. That's why he said it's a holy convocation. It's for the first fruit. It got to be holy. Because the first fruit is coming up. The first resurrection is coming up. Those that live, they coming up. That's why it's called holy. And it says this, and it shall be a jubilee on the year. You shall return every man into his possession. You shall return every man into his family. A jubilee shall be the The jubilee shall be that 50th year unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself, nor gather the grapes in the vine undressed. For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the land. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. So it's a day of release. You know, that's what it is. He says this is, let's read that right quick. Let's go into Isaiah. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 60, right? What did I do with that scripture? Let me look it up. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm going to find a scripture. Just give me a second. Because it's pivotal with this Leviticus. And I usually had that scripture right here. Let's see. Oh, forget about it. Anyway, geez, that's where it's at. Okay, I'm going to get back to that. But anyway, it says here, set the captive. No, I got to find that scripture. No. Let's read it in the New Testament. I was trying to find it in the Old. But, let's see. We'll find it in the New. It says, they hand him the book. And he said, he was talking about, he read what the scriptures said, that he's going to set the captives free, but he only read half of it, because the other half is that he's going to just take the world, and he's going to set the world free. But when he read this verse, it was only pertaining to part of it. What did I do with that verse? I'm going to let that ride. So anyway, it says this. So he says, he comes to set the captives free. That's a part of that jubilee thing. So now we're going to go from here. He said, now number ye 7 Sabbaths of years, right? So this is the question. Now, how do you make a whole out of a half? Because 50 is a half of a whole. But he just made it complete. Now watch this. Let's go into Revelations chapter 11. Like I said, now we're going to get into the calculator. Now we're finna get into the calculator, so I hope you got them followed up. It says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 40 in 2 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So he says, and so now here we are. He got this 42 months, and then you got 1,203 square days. So let's find out what the money is first. All right, so 42, right, say 1,200 divided by 42, 30. Right? So a month of God is 30. So you say 30 times 1260. No. 30 times 42. Right? 1260. So now we know that a month of God is 1260, right? So this here, now we need to know what a year to God, because this is saying 3.5 years. Well, let's look at that. Let's take 3.5 divided by 1260. Let's take 1260 divided by 3.5. 360.
Amen. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living.